Right, I'm recording.
Alright, well if yours is...
Can't guarantee it'll work all the time.
I've got the instructions here.
Right, if you give me that, I'll make sure it's working.
Okay.
We'll attach it later.
Yeah.
Peter
can get the pinfold, because I'm not going to say a lot about it. This is the pinfold where escaped animals were pounded up. This is it's the pound fold, and it used to sit down in Bondgate Without, but it got in the way of traffic, so in about 1812 they moved it up here out of the way, and you had to pay a fine. I can't remember quite how much it was, but I think it was a shilling for a pig if it was impounded there, running wild.
Just let it run all the time.
It might be worth having both of them going.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yep.
Because I've never used this before.
Now, on our left-hand side, this is a lodge to what was a much bigger house, way beyond Lisbon Street there. And when I first came to Alnwick, it was the vicarage of St. Paul's. And but before that, it was Croft House, and these houses were built up later. But this was the lodge to it, and originally, this street there, and the street further over had different names because they weren't joined up, because the drive to the Croft House went through them.
Where was Croft House?
There's an old people's home,
built on the.
Yes, behind the tennis courts, yes. Mm. So it had a big garden and so on. Mm. So it was quite a house. I don't know whether it was always the vicarage, but certainly when I came, there was a vicar of St. Paul's, a Church of England vicar, and that's where he lived. Right, we'll move on to the what's now the library. Mm-hmm.
Didn't build a vicarage with the church then?
No. Well,
no.
It was near the church.
But yeah, not too near.
I thought Croft House preceded the church.
Yeah.
Well, it may well have done because it was. Yeah.
Because the church was what, 1860s, 50, yeah. 50, yeah.
It was Salvin who was doing up the castle. In the 1850s. So Croft House was probably late Georgian, so...
Yeah.
I can remember it being there before it was knocked down.
I didn't realise it was that recent.
The Reverend Meekin lived there. Yeah. And it was a fairly four-square place. Mm.
Stopping here?
Yes, I've got my story straight now.
Right.
We'll stop near here. Now, as you can see, this dates from 1811. It was the Boys' Grammar School, founded by the Duke of Northumberland, and it was in commemoration of George III, who may have been mad or come out of madness at this point. I don't know what it celebrated.
Yeah. 50th year of his reign.
I think, yes.
Yeah.
But the Duke was shamed into it because a year or two earlier, his wife had founded the Duchess School for Girls, right. A girls' grammar school. And so he was shamed into one for the boys.
Good for her.
So that was an interesting fact that the girls' school came before the boys' school. Mm. And it stayed as the boys' school till about 1911, when the present Duke's school was built up the road. I heard a very interesting talk by an old boy who'd researched it. And apparently, there were various things that were unusual. You could earn points by doing good work, and it enabled you to have articles of school uniform. But the punishment for not being behaving properly was to be hauled up to the roof in a basket and kept there. I don't know how they enjoyed that, whether they strained themselves listening, but that was the punishment there. So it lasted for virtually 100 years before the present one was built. And the building opposite was the courthouse at one time. And if you were to look behind, you'll see there was a yard there, which was a sort of exercise yard. There were cells in there originally, and a pump for washing yourself. I suppose they only had drunks in there overnight, but a fair number of those probably. And but that was
what it,
well, you know, it's not changed. So that was so that was the courthouse, which has now been converted into a youth hostel. That's what it used to be. And as I say, there's the remains of barred windows and bumps and all sorts around the back. And we can, if they want to see it, we can go around the back and we can just get it.
I've actually stayed there when it opened again, in that room
up there. Oh, right.
The Duke paid some money towards that refurbishment.
Yes.
I don't know.
But it all went...
I don't know, you know.
No, I don't know, but it went sort of went bankrupt. But they did quite a lot of good work before they went bankrupt.
This corner here...
Now, this corner used to be a very ugly-looking shop, a sort of spa shop.
It was.
With a flat above, and it was brick and extraordinarily ugly. Mm. And one of the best things that happened of late was that it was knocked down and these were built. Mm. And the man, the developer who built them, consulted the Civic Society on the design and came to us and tried to make it fit in with the house next door. And the historical side of it, as much as he could. And, so it's turned out very well. And probably we had a small hand in that. Up there is St Paul's Church, which was designed by Salvin, who did the who was the architect for the castle in the 1850s, and. I have somewhere photographs of it before there were any trees around it. It's very bare looking, but it has a very, very fine rose window in it. It was made in Germany and is in that end of the building. But it doesn't get seen very much now, but only from inside. But it's now, because it became redundant as a church, the Catholic community bought it because their church wasn't big enough. And so it stayed as a religious building. So that's St Paul's Church.
Do we want to mention the chapel that used to be at the steps?
I was just going to ask you about that. What was that?
The building there with the steps was the Bethel. I think it's called the Bethel Chapel. And I was taking a party round, as we used to from the Civic Society, and some Americans were wandering about, a couple of Americans, and they were looking for this because one of their relatives had lived there. And they didn't recognise what it was, but it's been altered.
So that was the Bethel Chapel?
That was the Bethel Chapel. It was... Alnwick was noted, I think, for... being like the life of Brian, you know, they were all splitters. You know, they no sooner got a church going than they split and built another one. Because the Zion Chapel, which is a congregational one, is now the warehouse, the
car park's warehouse. What date was this, Philip, and the Bethel Chapel?
It would... I'm not actually sure. I'd need to look it up.
Oh, right.
But... the Tate gives a very good description of the Zion Chapel and said it would hold 700 people and so on. It was quite a thing in its time. So that that's the Bethel Chapel.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Tell you a story about that.
This is the.
We should go up to the mechanics.
Yeah. This man with this. Sorry, recording.
Yeah. Continuous. Yeah. Yeah. Poor Bill's in a bad way, isn't he?
Sorry?
Poor Bill is in a bad way. Bill Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's gradually getting worse.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. This is, as it says there, the Mechanics Institute. This is one of the earliest examples of night schools. And it was built to train mechanics and so on for the mines locally at Shilbottle and so on. And they would come here and get qualifications and learn all about it. It's unusual insofar as it's a scientific and mechanical institution as it's set up there. It's mostly Greek in design, but the doorway is a design from a very brief period when Napoleon was in Egypt and fostered a lot of interest in Egyptian architecture and so on. And so they put a pylon door in. I don't think the Egyptians had...
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Just going in, actually. Is there anything you want?
No, we're just doing it from the outside. Yeah. It's ready for the barracks of exercise to come around. Yeah. I'm just doing a dry run.
Yeah. We're doing. We're going to get the door on that painted.
Oh, lovely.
The outside painted. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Next month or so.
Oh, that'll be good.
Well, the barrack are coming on September the 28th, if you can...
No, is it September? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. September the 28th.
Just in case.
Yes.
It's so Saturday.
It'll be a challenge.
Yes, the Egyptians never had doorways that shape.
No.
But they had towers at the sides of gateways that were that shape.
Yeah.
Pylons. Mm-hmm. And lots of them. And this was, as I say, a hangover from that. It was built in the 1830s. The land in this block, this whole block, was owned by General Lambert, who was an estate agent. And he... sold all the plots off with very strict planning rules on it, very early planning rules. They all had to be ashlar-faced with slate roofs and stone chimneys. And the last plot he gave for the Mechanics Institute and about half the money that it cost to build it, he gave. But that's why this block is... They're all different because they sold plots of land. But they all had this planning restriction on them, so that there's a uniformity all the way along.
Yeah.
They're all different, but there's a kind of uniform.
Yeah.
And that's why we've been very careful to make sure that we don't lose any, because it would spoil the whole square.
Yes, it's the overall effect rather than the...
Yeah, the individuals are not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as a group, they're worth keeping. But this is an interesting building.
The only other doorway I think I've read in the UK like that is in Penzance.
You're quite right, it's a Midland Bank.
Bank building, yes.
Somebody was down there and sent me a photograph of it.
Yeah.
But it's very much fancier.
Yes,
and it's all painted.
It's a
grander
building.
But it's a Midland
building
Bank,
again.
Yeah. But that's
right.
And it is
called the Egyptian House, actually.
Yes, that's right. Hello.
Yeah.
And that's... that was it, but there were big trends in furniture and so on, and sphinxes everywhere.
Right.
You know, I've got a Regency Sphinx, which was an inkwell, and so there was a lot of Egyptian sort of things.
Yeah.
It went into the furniture, but not so much into architecture.
Yeah. Now, I wonder here whether we should just walk around the block and down your street to get to Chapel Lane, because we're going to show, when people arrive at my house, I'm hoping people will be there with the DVD...
Yeah.
Showing them bits of it.
Yeah.
and just say that's the street we're talking about. But also just have a look around the street to see this area, because it's very important.
If you like, if we went round the other way, I would show them where the pie shop was.
Oh, yes.
Because it's a small shop window, 12-paned, that's sliding sash. Yeah. And it's like that because it used to sell meat and pies, and it had to be ventilated. Mm. Meat shops had to have ventilation of some sort.
Yeah.
So that's just this?
That's the one just on the narrow pavement there, yeah. But
do you want to go?
I'd like to go around the block.
Around. So, yeah. It's nice walking down Howick Street anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I guess Philip's used to that. But
well, yes, I wasn't going to mention my house.
No. See, I think this is very important for them because they might, whilst they've mostly probably been into the centre of Alnwick, quite a few of them won't necessarily have even walked around here.
No.
They might have driven through, you know.
We might as well stop here and I'll say a few words. Because one of the things that's interesting is that Alnwick, because the castle was on one side, developed out southwards. And it developed in phases. So this is the Regency phase up to about 1830. And then the next phase along was a classier set of developments that were a little bit later, I think.
In the middle 19th century.
Yes, that's right.
So that was 1830s to 1850s.
1850s, yes, that's right. Yeah. So Alnwick is like an onion skin. You can peel it off. Yeah. As you go further up, you come to another style, and then another style.
Yeah, then 1930s, then 2000. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting to see the developments that way. Yeah. And this is what Constant pointed out in his book.
Yes.
So, right, we'll go around. Mm-hmm.
And walk.
To point out that all these places have back lanes, which were for tradesmen to come deliver coal, and quite a lot of commercial work went on at the backs of these houses. In fact, there used to be, he still lives in the front, but there used to be a blacksmith in there, and I remember getting my horse hot shod in there, just leading it round and getting him to do it. Yeah. Yes. I mean, these were fairly sort of industrial places. They had all sorts of things going on at the back. And when I first came, it was like that. There's another church there, the Baptists. And if we come down here, we've got a pub that used to have, at the back, there was a brewery, and they brewed their own beer, and so on. And then the next house down had a bakery at the back, Graham's Yard. Old Mrs. Graham had a shop in the front of her house here, and used to be able to go up at 7:30 in the morning and get hot. Rolls.
Yeah.
Yes. And when she thought we were young and poor, she used to come around this Saturday afternoon with any cakes that were left over and bring them round. But she was a fierce woman. She employed staff not for their intelligence, let's put it that way. And she'd had polio when she was young, and she always had a stick, which she used to beat them with. This was a coachworks at one time, here.
Oh, yeah.
And not all that long ago, it was converted into houses. It had become redundant and needed something doing to it. But in here, there was the second-class lounge panelling from the Olympic. The first-class lounge is in White Swan. But the second class lounge was in here.
Was it?
Yeah. They sold it to the joiners who had the place, latterly.
Used to have more of a. They took down the sort
they
of.
They took down the, a story. Yeah.
Story, didn't they? When they.
Yeah.
When
it wasn't
it
too
was developed.
Safe.
Yeah.
So they were going to make it into something else. It was a good use for it to make it into houses.
Yeah. Just that one.
I've got photographs.
Until about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've got photographs of it with the extra store. I took them before they knocked it down. Yes, that's. I've got to do that. My project. And over here there was a malting. And that had been a malting. And it was owned, although they'll know, what's the name of the firm up there that in Berwick that has the malting?
Simpsons.
Well, that used to be Simpsons.
Did it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they were doing industrial units, and the council wouldn't give them the grant that they were giving to everybody else. So Simpsons moved up to Berwick. But they used to be around here.
Right.
And they used to have a big building there, all much higher than my building. Mm. And I don't think I have any pictures of it. I might have. Mm. They were looking for them to do a history of, there, but I don't think I have any. So that was what... And one further along were council offices with the mortuary at the back.
And these, what was there has been knocked down. And these
yeah.
Been
yes, there was a... there was the maltings, and that's what this development's called. And then next to it, there was these council offices with the mortuary in there. I had a colleague who actually lived in Durham, but his brother lived here. He had been an apprentice here when it was all closed. It's changed quite a lot. But we couldn't do anything about it, and it wasn't in too good a condition.
Yeah. What was your shop when it was a shop?
When we came, it had just been a bespoke shoemaker.
Oh, right.
Mr. Donoghue had it, and he was a bespoke shoemaker. Mm-hmm. And before that, it had been a little general shop, and it briefly was a toy shop. Mm. But... I've got the ceiling, part of the ceiling fell down. That's why it's all locked up.
Actually, we were showing, you can talk about the the sweet shop here, can't you?
Yeah.
This one, yeah.
This is a sweet shop.
Yes, this was a pie shop, and you could ventilate it by pulling this window up. They've put new stone in here, so it may have had a grill in there too. I've seen a picture of one in Sedgefield with the iron grill in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're down here.
Right.
Was this the... Are we going back again?
Yeah, it goes down here.
Oh, sorry, this was the pub. Next door.
So what was the pub called?
Black Bull.
Yes, and do you know anything about the Black Bull?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
what. it was a very rough pub. And it was going to the pub when we first came, and there's a lot of noise from it. But apparently one lunchtime, the back wall of the toilet, which was outside, fell out when people were using it. And it got abandoned at that point. And... then the trust I belonged to, the Northern Heritage Trust, bought it and turned it into two flats.
Oh.
It was one of the early jobs we did.
So would there have been houses here as well?
Yes, there was a lovely row of houses, much like these.
Mm.
And they were in those days, if they weren't in tip-top condition, they just knocked them down and rebuilt. In fact, we had an awful job saving the Dodds Lane ones.
Mm.
I told you the story about that, taking... this was the vicarage, or manse, to the chapel. I think there could have been two houses here, because there's an entrance there, an entrance there. But that's what it was. It was the manse for this building, which was the Wesleyan Chapel.
Mm.
Now, this was done over in the 1880s, I think. There's a description. But it was built 100 years before.
Yeah, 17... I can't say. Is it 17...
80-something, I think.
And then it was restored 18...
100 years later.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it's been altered quite a bit. These windows would have been different. I think they would have been the usual sort of round-top windows with 12 panes in and so on.
Mm.
But John Wesley preached in here, and they have a pulpit with candle holders on the side that he actually used.
Mm.
But he didn't like it a lot. He called it a gaunt skeleton of a building.
Mm. Is it a church now, then?
It is, yes.
Mm.
In fact, they hold services down there, I think.
Yeah. Do you think we should pursue the idea of...
Another Presbyterian church,
there
on the other side.
Yeah. That's right.
Yet another Presbyterian.
Yes, there used to be a couple of them.
Mm. Do you think we should pursue the idea of trying to get inside on our way round?
It's been altered quite a lot, but we could look at the.
Yeah.
We could look at the.
I'm sure they'd be willing. They're very, very keen. I was really impressed when I went in there.
Well, we've got a number to ring.
Yeah, that's true. The minister. Yeah. Pauline Fellows. Yeah.
Yeah. They hold their services downstairs now.
Yeah.
But they used to be upstairs. There was a gallery upstairs, and then that was blocked in, just like St James's.
Yeah.
Where they blocked the gallery in.
Yeah.
So.
It's taken us how long to get this far? Half an hour. We didn't leave dead on 5, did we?
No.
We didn't leave on time.
No.
That's going. So we need to be. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too fast.
No, I'm thinking if we come along. Probably 12 noon, I would say.
Yes. Yeah.
If we leave at 11:30.
Yeah, aim to be there at 12 noon. Another old
bakery. Well, now let me tell you. When we get round to the front, they never baked here.
No.
The bakery was the one I showed you in Hammock Street,
right.
Old Mrs. Graham.
Yeah. Right.
And they had a shop here.
Yeah.
And this was their shop. But it wasn't a bakery, it was just a baker's shop.
Hmm.
Where should we cross?
You should cross the lights.
Cross there at the lights.
Do the honourable thing.
They called it the bakery, but as I say, I remember it being the baking was done at the back of the house next to the Robinsons.
Have
I missed something out?
No, I'm just trying to...
We're here.
Yeah.
Well, we're not quite
likely to go to where?
Yeah. What about St. Michael's Pan, though? Where would we... When would we take in?
Yeah. Well, we'll take it in from here, shall we?
Well, I wondered that, whether we should just pop down that far.
Would you like to... Oh, we will.
Oh. Oops, there he goes. We've been allowed it, though. Yeah.
You've been a lot of research. Whether, at this point... You'd like to talk about the various pants, as we go round and see them.
Just give Philip a bit of a break from talking as we go along.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
So you could talk about St. Michael's pant.
It was
designed by Smith, wasn't it?
It was. Cost them £60.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah.
I'm about St. Michael's pant because William Dickinson lived in number 4.
Yeah.
He paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Smith was the architect to Lambert.
Oh, it's the same. No, it can't have been the same Smith because that's 1750.
Oh, yes, it couldn't have been.
Yeah. It must have been.
It sure was the restoration.
Smith signed the things. It must have been a relation.
As
the architect to Lambert. Because I've got all sorts of Lambert autographs and Smith autographs over my deeds.
Yeah.
You've seen them.
Yeah, so we'd better keep moving because it starts raining. Yeah. I think it is going to rain.
I think it is, isn't it?
I said to Mother, I've taken an umbrella. No, it's a beautiful evening.
Only Philip come prepared.
Yes.
Well, we'll go through the car park, I think.
What else should we tell them? Second oldest pant in Alnwick? Second oldest remaining pant in Alnwick?
Yes.
It wasn't the first, it was because there was one down the bottom of Pottergate in the 17th century.
Yes, and I've got a picture of that somewhere.
I've got
the picture, yeah. It was a kind of octagonal building, wasn't it?
Well, it looks as though it had windows in it.
Yes, I'm not sure.
I'm trying to work out why it was so big, because it was enormous.
It was.
Huge.
But it may have dealt with, most of the area.
Yeah.
We have to go out here.
Have to go out the end there, don't we?
Yeah, we used to be able to get out.
Oh, they've closed in the holes in the wall, haven't they?
They have,
for some crazy reason.
Yeah. It's if we're going to do it, it's a good place to talk about the cholera around here, isn't it? Because this was kind of the centre of the... Because it was all the slum area.
Slum,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was all slums. Yes. I remember I heard a talk about it many, many years ago, at the beginning of the Civic Society. Yeah, and we encouraged older inhabitants to speak up. This old lady said... Yes, we used to. I used to go to the Sunday school at St. James's, but we were always made to go on that side of the road because on the other side there was a DOS house and the language was appalling.
even on a Sunday.
Even on a Sunday, yeah.
Probably especially on a Sunday.
Probably, yes.
That's the stuff there.
So, yes, that's where they've filled in the holes in the wall. So from here, I think we can see over without going in. There's a pant here, which you can talk about, in the wall.
The stone wall.
Yeah, and I can mention F.R. Richard, who was the designer, the architect for St. Andrew's Mission.
F.R. Wilson.
Maybe there were so many heathens in Alnwick that they had missionaries.
Yeah.
And that was the mission hall there.
Yeah.
When I first came, it was a printing works, Coats the Printers, and it was very little change from Catch this time.
Yeah. It was when I came here, even, I think, still.
Right. Yeah. And it's been done up and made into residential housing.
Yeah.
They
rebuilt the well when they did it. So there's bits of it kind of scattered around a bit.
They've not
put it back right.
They've not done it well then.
Sorry. No, it's a bit pants really.
It is, isn't it? I think so.
Yeah.
Is that being developed for housing then?
Yes.
Or is that another?
Scandalous, isn't
no,
it?
We won't talk about that.
In fact, the man who perpetrated the scandal died, much to everyone's satisfaction. He was a rogue.
He was an absolute rogue, and how he got away, I still don't know. Recording
English,
that.
English heritage. Yeah. Shouldn't have been allowed. He was an expert for English heritage, and he used to put all sorts of conditions on buildings, wait till the value came right down,
and then he'd buy them.
Yeah. I was in Ray Connell's office when Gellies Inkster called him one day. That's when I was chair of the planning committee. And I mean, I just felt my heart went out to him because he owned it, you see, and had sold it. It was or couldn't get planning permission
because he put all the conditions on.
Yeah. Basically, because it's maltings, the floor levels about 6 foot apart, 5 foot apart, isn't
well,
it?
Well, a bit more than that, but
not enough for habitation.
Not legal. Yeah.
So any
Berwick people understand that they've got that problem all over.
Yeah.
All over Berwick. Yes.
That's but only by the modern development. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was a beautiful big house, which the, what's it called? My name is so bad these
days.
Anyway, it was a beautiful house, and they wanted to knock it down, and the person who owned it had, who's still alive, Jerry Bamber, he wanted to knock it down, but to build the car park, he'd undermined it. Yeah. And we went to a public inquiry, and we had in the Swan at the Civil Society, and I got all sorts of experts to come and say why it should be kept.
Yeah.
And it was the dispensary. It was the old infirmary.
Yes.
And they built a piece on the side, and they punched doorways through, so it was like a perforated step.
Yeah.
And the back wall, there was a gale and the back wall fell out.
Yeah.
And they had to knock it down, it was dangerous. So we won and lost because we won the inquiry. But in the meantime, just before it was announced, the back wall fell out.
Yeah.
Now, do we want to go down here? Or
if we're going to get Canongate,
I was just going to talk from here.
Perhaps we should talk from here, yeah.
Yeah. This is Pottergate.
It's named after a man called Potter. It was built in the 18th century. It's not necessarily where the original gate was. It's probably higher up. The original gate would have been further down. And it was built by the freemen as an exhibition of how important they were and how much money they had. However, they fell out with the Duke, and they got into expensive court cases. The first one lasted 25 years, and the lawyers did well out of it, but the freemen didn't. And then they didn't learn. They got into another one. It was over land on the moor, and 10 years, and that bankrupted them. So originally, this had a wonderful lantern, an arch on, like the cathedral in Newcastle, on top. There are pictures of it like that. And in a gale, I think in about 1810 or 1812, it collapsed. And by that time, they hadn't enough money to repair it. So they just took it down. And it's remained like that ever since. So, but it's, from that side, it's quite decorative. It's in the Gothic Georgian style and was a sort of imitation of what the Adam brothers had done in places. They did some work in the castle. Not all that much, but a certain amount. And it's in that kind of style. So that's...
They tried to get an anti-aircraft gun up there in the war.
Did they?
We found out when we came, because there's this application to put holiday accommodation.
That's right.
And so we were looking through...
You came up then, didn't you?
I've been up there. Yeah. I didn't come with you, but I've been up there.
Oh, no, I'm not there. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it's a very narrow staircase.
Yes.
Which is full of dead pigeons, usually.
Yeah. Quite a good walk. At least they're going down, aren't they?
You've still got to get up, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What goes down must come up.
Unfortunately, we've got quite a lot of up to do.
Yeah.
However, I've tried to design it, because I'm not too good on up. I've tried to design it, so it's not too bad.
The steep one's going down and the slow one's going up.
Well,
apart from the path. Steep,
yeah.
No. No, but they gave us about an hour and a half, I think. You know.
But that's why they took the spiral staircase out. Oh. They put it back.
Yeah.
They rebuilt it.
Yeah.
And, but they couldn't get it up, so they gave up in the end.
But they could have put it on top of the other one.
Philip, what was here when you first moved here?
It was a big house.
Yeah?
And it was government offices. It was called the War Ag. And it was the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. And they moved out to the South
Lion,
Road.
The Lion House or whatever.
But they were here before.
What sort of date? Modern or...?
No, it was probably early Victorian, that sort of period.
Uh-huh.
I think it looked a bit like... I showed you the court building. It looked a bit like that.
Yeah.
But it was here when we first came.
Yeah, it must have been, I think.
Was this a school?
It is now. That was the office of the for the for the Percy Artillery.
Right.
Yeah. I've been to functions in there. Now I thought we'd stop here for a moment because this is a typical feature of Ionic architecture, the swept corner. Nobody knows why, but I was taking a slightly more distinguished group round, i.e. the Queen's Cousin.
Even more distinguished.
And even more distinguished. And he was, he is an architect, and I asked him about it, and he said, it let the wind whistle around the corner more easily. But he didn't know. On another occasion, he regaled me with a lot of funny stories, actually.
Yeah.
Quite jolly, although it doesn't look that way. Panic is one of the first places to be lit by gas lighting, and that's a bracket from a very early gas fitting. And the gas works was down there where that cottage is. We'll go past it. And but it was a peculiar thing. It had come from Scotland, and it was worked on shale oil, and it wasn't economic, and they went bankrupt and were taken over by the Morpeth Gas Company. So that's how it was said that the gas works they were so proud of the gasworks, having the first one, that they put it opposite the church. But I think it was probably the shortest run of pipe that couldn't be seen from the gas.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my view of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll let this car go round and. I ought to talk about the church, ought I?
Yeah.
The church. Very old. Wasn't the mother church of the area. That was at Lesbury. This was the daughter church. And it was shared with the Annick Abbey, which is just down the road there. And this is why it's Canongate, because the canons walked up to the church here. I'm not quite sure how old it is, but it was completely rebuilt with money from Henry VI, who was a very unsuccessful king, but his wife liked being queen, so she kept him at it, but eventually was murdered by Edward IV. He was a very ineffectual. He lost all of France, all our possessions in France he lost, but he wanted to be a monk, and so he's keen on churches, and this is one of the few churches of that period of the Wars of the Roses that was built in the Gothic perpendicular style, that was about 1450, 1460, when this was about the last bit of this area he controlled.
It was right next to the castle.
It's very near. Yeah. Well, all Norman foundations are like this. They have a castle, a street, and a church. They're all like that. Yeah. They weren't very imaginative, the Normans. So this is Bailiff Gate, and in these houses along here, not these particular houses, but the ones that preceded them, sort of minor nobility, were tenants of the Duke, or the Earl as he was then, and they had to do guard duty there. And when they were doing guard duty at the castle, because he was away at the court, they used to live along here. And Bill Ford almost worked out where these families, like the Middletons and so on, lived along here. He was trying to work that out. Mm. I don't think he ever finished it, but that's what he worked out. Mm. And the only other thing I remember, our first treasurer was the treasurer for Amble. And he was the Civic Society treasurer. And he said when he was an apprentice, because he was getting on by then, he said when he was an apprentice, he was made to clear an old cupboard out, and he found a newspaper lying on the shelf, and he was caught by this headline which said, "Annick, is this the end?" And it was about the closing of the Red Lion pub, which was that building there.
Really?
And yes, and now there'd be a street in Annick without a pub in it. Was this the end? That's it.
Yeah. Right, I thought the lookout towers, you can't see it, unfortunately, when you're walking down there, can you? But,
yes, it connects with Heffalore Tower.
Yeah,
I think.
Does it?
Sort of watching for the Scots coming down.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Now, what I can also say is there's a memorial stone, a little inset, and a stone which says this is where William the Lion was captured. He was a king of Scotland, and he was invading this area, and he sent his cavalry out to round up some cattle to eat. And he saw this dust being raised and thought this was them coming back, but it turned out to be the English army. And he was captured and languished in the Tower of London for some time. And the Scots had to pay a lot of money to get him out. I think if I'd have been a Scot, I wouldn't have bothered if he was that easily captured.
Yeah.
But that memorial's along there.
It's quite a long way up, isn't it?
It is. So it's worth finding out. You can always come back and look.
Yeah.
And I can pair it with Malcolm's Cross. which we certainly wouldn't go up and see, but it's supposed to mark the spot where Malky Canmore was killed. Oh yes, you could talk about this one.
Another pant.
Yes,
used to be on the other side of the road. They moved it in the 19th century.
Right.
They've got past where. That's the one where they found the
baby
by it, did they?
Oh, right. An amico thing.
We're not going down to the Mayor of Kenngate's stone because
it's far down. No. It's almost worth mentioning as we walk along, though, that this was a separate borough.
Yes, that's what I was going to do.
I didn't realise.
It was an industrial area. There was a forge down by the river.
Yeah.
The walker gate is the walking the cloth. So there was industry down there, and a bit further down there's a pillar, which is dedicated to the Mayor of Canongate, this being a separate parish or area.
Was it a borough?
No, I don't know. You see, Denick went all the way around Annick. Mm. Annick was carved out of Denick.
Mm.
Denick's much older.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll walk down here.
Yeah.
It is nice, but it's steep, so I don't normally bring this round. It's all right. I had intended to bring people down.
Let me say it's nice.
I think, depending on how the time goes, I wonder.
Well, it also depends heavily on the weather, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's raining.
See, this area is quite good because there won't be many people here.
No.
So we can stop and talk. And
yeah.
This place, then?
Well, there's a house.
The house, is it?
Yeah.
It's gone into disrepair then?
Yes.
Grade 2 listed.
Well, it all belongs to the Duke, you see.
Oh, I see.
And he wants to build behind it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
He's got permission, hasn't he? He
gives himself permission.
He will, yeah, that's
it. They've got permission. It was granted a while ago. I'm sure. Hmm. I've never been down there.
I think this is going to be one of many walks. Well, it will be walking your feet off.
Yeah.
We'll have to have one with a tea stop.
Yes. Maybe we could stop on the way back at...
Barry.
Caroline's.
Yeah.
It's on the way back. So there's all sorts of interesting places. It all belongs to the Duke. These will all belong to him as well.
They still do they?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Mm.
They're pretty, aren't they? They're
keeps all rented. Yes, well, they're for retainers.
Mm. Mm.
I think that's what happened at Belvedere Terrace, that he obviously did. He bought our house at one stage.
Yes.
And then sold it again, and I think people lived in it.
Yes.
People that were working for the estates.
For him.
The solicitors and things.
That's right. He liked to do that.
Mm. Really very pretty.
Well, I thought it was worth bringing them down, even though it's a trek back up. We're coming to the reason I'm bringing you down here.
What date are these things, you think?
Well, they're early 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
kidding. Yes, this is why I'm bringing you down. This is the chantry. It was the first school in Annick.
Really?
And there were two priests here, paid to sing masses all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was they were paid also to teach children, and they've consolidated it, the castle, and it's got these medieval doorways. I'll have to look up the dates. What I could also say is that it was lived in, and there were steps up to another floor, up to there, I think. No, that's got ancient windows in. But I've got pictures of it, which I'll have to photocopy, and. It was the Berwick Naturalists who came here, and it's in their 1854 journal, which I have, has a whole thing about this, and the picture of it, how it was in 1826 when two families lived here. and then by the time of Tate's History of Annick, it was derelict.
Mm.
Right. but it had been consolidated. But anyway, this is the chantry, and I'll need to look up the dates for it, but I'll be able to find them. So, this is probably one of the oldest extant buildings in Hannick.
Is this coming into
Holm Park
or whatever it is?
No, Holm Park's further over.
Goes down to the river. We used to make the cloth and wash it in the river.
That's why it's Walkergate. They used to walk the cloth.
So it's spelt wrong, really.
It's spelt wrongly, of course. Yeah,
it should be W-A-U.
Now, what's this one?
It's another pant.
Yeah.
Well, it's our...
David's very worried about that, because it's so...
It looks in the right state.
It's... Well, it needs a bit of gardening.
Has anybody cleaned anything off it?
Well, they're keeping... The guy who looks after it keeps planting plants in it.
Is there any inscriptions or anything? You don't know.
No, don't think so.
It's just a spring lamp.
Another gas lamp,
isn't it? There'll be another gas lamp.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think this is an open area. It goes down to the river. Yes, it is. This is a little bit of Hannick they'll never have seen.
No, I don't know.
That's right.
It's been, that's new, that's all we've done.
How have they been allowed to put plastic windows in
it? Because you don't ask.
Look at that.
I know, it's a problem.
It ruined that. What are they thinking of?
Yeah. The modern timber sash windows back there are no better. Well, a little better.
That's a bit better than that there.
Was this building then?
I don't know what it was. So there we've got the Lion Bridge with the lion. Typical Percy lion.
Gosh,
we're
going to
go off
again, aren't we?
Yes.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, yes.
It's wherever you go these days, I think. Mm-hmm. It's wherever you go, isn't it? I find drivers down south considerably faster than I'm here. I can remember. Various businesses in there, haven't they?
Yes.
Is this all part of the school grounds down to here?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Because the art room is at the back there.
Yeah. Yeah. But do they use it? Or is it?
I think they do.
Yeah. Officially or unofficially.
Yeah. It's all reverts to the Duke. It's like the Duke school.
Yeah.
It reverts to him.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. But I'm not as fit as I used to be.
No.
I get breathless fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Just going up hills.
It's nice
on the flat.
Yeah.
Should have to stop for a minute.
Yeah, of course. That's right.
Maybe try and get a bit further. We can look over the fence.
I should take your time when we come round. You don't want to have to be able to stop and get your breath back before you can speak to them. There will be, I'm sure. I don't feel we have to go at a certain pace.
No. Window, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Venetian windows at all.
Yeah.
That's what it would have been in the Methodist chapel, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite common in Alnwick.
Mm-hmm.
I found one that was being used as a cloche. So
really?
I actually had it built in to the back of my house.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's probably this point somewhere here we should say.
Say
no, we have a castle.
Oh. Yeah.
Not a railway station.
Yes. We got our railway station at the other
end. That's it. We did manage to keep two things separate. Yeah.
Well, this is the
Duchess's
school. Was it built Duchess's school then?
Yeah.
No.
It was built as the residence of the Duke's chief factotum.
Yeah.
Architect of Factotum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built for him.
Mm.
And that was fine. Except.
This house here, this is where I
want. This one.
Yeah.
The only problem was that it was a bit near the castle. And the Duke sort of didn't bother too much about times.
Yeah.
And he would come over in the middle of the night and hawk him out and discuss something with him.
Yeah.
Did they buy the rest of the houses and add it to the school then? Yeah.
No.
No.
Because there's the convent next door.
Yeah. Or the convent, yeah.
That's next door.
Uh-huh.
Now, what these used to be, this was the Duke's agent,
mm-hmm.
General Factotum. Next door to him, there was a librarian.
Oh, wow.
And then next to him was the butler.
No.
And next door was the valet.
Yeah.
But because there was a difference in state,
oh,
in status, yes, but there's a difference in status between the butler and the valet.
Mm.
Some of the rooms overshot to one house. Actually, they look the same size,
yeah.
The symmetry, but they're not in time.
Like a flying freehold.
Yeah. So that's just like you.
Yeah, I've got my flying freehold, yeah. And what was that one with the roof then, with the door? Is that still another...
I'm not sure what that was.
The
convent, and then you've got the old Catholic church,
yes.
Which is now a museum, and other houses. They were lived in by retainers. So that's it, anyway. Now, if we look round this way, we've got the castle. This is the Barbican, and this is one of the finest surviving examples of defensive gateways. In Europe, it's 15th century, I think, but it's perfect. It's got a couple of portcullises, which you can see, and a drawbridge. And the drawbridge was like the one at Harbottle Castle. It's and the Tower of London. What they did was all these films of people winding up drawbridges, all rubbish. Yeah. They didn't do that because it took too long and people could jump in and so on. It was counterbalanced with a very heavy weight. It was on a pivot, and just a pin held it in place.
Yeah.
And they just knocked the pin out, and it came straight up. and that's how that one works.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a moat there, but it sort of peters into the hillside there, and the water comes from various burns, like the Aliburn and so on, and Bowburn, and comes into there. It formed a watery barrier in places, but it formed a swamp further down.
Yeah.
So if troops came up, they just, wearing
just
heavy armour, they just sank in.
Yeah.
They were a good target.
Yeah.
What I can say about the keep is that it was refurbished in the 1850s by Salvin in the Italian Renaissance style.
Mm.
And that's what it's like inside. Before that, there was a Georgian keep done by Robert Adam and others. Payne, who did Belford Hall, Garrett, who preceded him. And it was very fairy tale. I've got prints of what the castle was like then. And a bit like Warkworth in places. And that was done at that time. And before that, it was a ruin.
Yeah. Were these little figures put on then?
Ah, right. Yeah. Now, I'll talk about the little figures. In Italy, in the Renaissance, it was quite the thing to show you were classically minded and educated, was to dig up classical statues and decorate your house with them. And when Mr. Smithson came here and became Earl of Northumberland and then Duke, he wanted to go back to medieval times and Renaissance times, and so the nearest models he could get were Gallo-Roman statues. So he had a whole lot made, and they're everywhere. Apparently the cellars are full of them.
Oh, really?
They're only about this high. I've seen them out in the Duchess's place. And he decorated everywhere with them. That up there, by the way, is not the one you can see at the back.
In the middle, that's a modern one.
That's a modern one. But all the rest are sort of mythical, classical statues.
So if you go back to what, 1850s?
No, 1750s.
1750s, right.
Yeah.
So the first restoration.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Under Mr. Smithson. Yeah. So so that's it. Right. Keep you going.
No, it's so fascinating. I'm going to have to come out every
Yes, there's a lot more to do about the castle.
Oh, there's loads, isn't there?
Yeah. Still bailiff gate, but it becomes narrow gate, and I think the division was where the narrow gate was where this pub is in a slightly different line than the rest.
The theory being that this was where the wall was.
Yes, I think so. Yes,
the wall. Yeah.
The wall came round to here.
Wall. It's thought to have come round this way.
Yeah, and it's because of the difference in. Line there.
Well, this looks much older with the brick, doesn't
that?
It? Dorothy Foster.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stop and talk about this.
I can tell you about that. That was the townhouse of the Foster family who owned Bamborough Castle. And Tom Foster, in the 1715 rebellion, led the Northumberland contingent because he was Protestant and the rest of the nobles who were in this were Catholics, and they thought they'd attract people further south by having a Protestant leading them. He knew nothing about generalship, and they got as far as Preston and got hammered. He fled. Well, no, he was captured and taken to he wasn't noble, so the Earl of Derwentwater was put in the Tower and had his head chopped off for his trouble. But Tom Foster, being a commoner, although rich, was lodged in Newgate, and his sister went down to see him before he was to be hanged. And on the way down, she called at her uncle's, Bishop Crewe, who I think was Bishop of Durham, or anyway,
Crewe.
He had a lot of money, and he gave her a big bag of gold. And she paid the guards to look the other way, and he got out. The story about her changing clothes with him and getting out is untrue. It was the Earl of Nithsdale who did that with his wife in the 1745 rebellion.
So Dorothy Foster was the...
She was the sister of Tom Foster. And this was their townhouse.
Right.
But their real was Bamborough Castle, their real place. And so it goes back to that she lived there. So that's early Georgian, you know, sort of Queen Anne, early Georgian house. It comes from the time when it's actually stone behind there. There was a fashion at that time in London. All the houses were being built in brick because there wasn't any stone down there. And so it became fashionable to have your house faced in brick. And it's just stone behind.
Yeah.
But it was a brick veneer to be in fashion. So...
Yeah, it's a lovely story, that.
William Fawcett lived at
Nimbus.
He was his great
grandfather.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. More and more common. That's General Lambert's house, which is
possibly on the market again.
Again?
Of course, that's sold. Oh, it's sold. Yeah. There were ideas of turning it into a boutique hotel.
Yeah.
He did a lot of consultation over there.
What's Smith?
Smith's a Smith shop.
Do we want to cross for the pant or talk about the pant here, Peter?
Yes, Peter could talk about the pant. And the old pant behind it, and then the gentleman's toilet.
I've got a photograph
of it. Yeah. The Clochmail toilet.
Yeah.
And the people lived in this house, which was three stories, even in those days. Well, that's a new one. Mm. It was a garage there when I first came, jet garage.
Yeah.
They could see down into the toilet and they objected. Those almshouses there were designed by Lutyens, although they were probably a set of plans in his drawer. Mm. And they were in memory of the present Duke's uncle, who was killed at Dunkirk or sometime like that.
Mm.
And they were built in his memory, and his younger brother became Duke. Mm. So that's why they're a different style. They're a sort of southern Tudor style.
Mm.
The photograph that Philip's talking about, it's all old stone.
Slums.
But they were slums. When they did the plans for the cholera,
all the people died.
And the plans are horrible. It's dreadful.
And I have I've had some of the doors. My back door is beautiful Georgian door that comes out of one of those houses. They were just putting skips.
Yeah.
Now, here, we have the old cross. It's called the old cross because of the old cross in the wall. Mason put in upside down by mistake.
Oh, yes.
And what it is, it illustrates what happened to Alnwick Abbey. When Henry VIII dissolved it, he just left it as a quarry for people. And lots of stone in Alnwick. In the backs of some of these places, there are saints' niches and all sorts.
Mm. You can see one down one of the lanes, can't
you?
Yes,
there's a window.
And
there was one at the back of the what used to be the Nag's Head pub. It fell apart when they were altering it.
Yeah.
And that's where that comes from. So that's an illustration of that.
That's why the old cross.
Yeah. But it was a wine and spirit shop. Ian Robertson, who used to be the antique dealer here, he told me that it was one of his relative ancestors who had it, called Findlay, and he was just gliding before the window out.
So he made up the story.
To justify it.
And then it started to attract tourists.
And people punching holes in it.
Just to see what happened to themselves. That's an F.R. Wilson.
Yeah.
Isn't it, that one?
I don't think we'll really say too much about the savings bank there.
Why
is that? We could mention it. It's Fenkel Street. Fenkel is a sort of German from Scandinavian for an angle. And it's because this was at an angle. That's why Fenkel Street. And there are several in the north. Fenkel Street. But this was a bank, which went bankrupt pretty early on.
Yeah.
Up there. Savings bank.
It wasn't the one by, what's his name, was it? The bank,
Well, lots of people did. Did he? It may have been this.
Was Barclays.
Barclays.
Yeah, that was Dixon.
Yeah.
We're getting there, aren't we? We've only been
here. The TA Centre, the story behind the TA Centre. That was a bank. And it went bust.
Yes.
And the reason it went bust was that they were financing what became Concert Iron Company.
Oh, yes.
And they were put, every time Concert Iron Company ran out of money,
they revalued the assets.
Oh, I see.
To say, well, they've not really run out of money because they've got all these assets.
Yes.
And when it all fell apart, it turned out that the director of the bank was getting a cut
for
everything that came out of Considine Company. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right, here we are.
I think the concert was a bit far, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, this was just a branch. It was a kind side.
This is a building... the sort of late 15th century as a guest house around the abbey. Obviously as an abbey they didn't welcome ladies in there too much, so they had a town guest house. There's a medieval fireplace in here.
Yes,
it's it's behind some shelves, but it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is this coat of arms up here. You'll see a little shield in the corner with two clubs. They're not really clubs, they're abbot's crosiers, to show that it was a monastic building.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And that's the Brabant Lion, which is one of the Percys married into the Dukes of Brabant family. And they also went on crusades, which gave them the crescent. So that's why it's like that. And that's been preserved. It was refaced in the 17th century, I think. But that remained from the original. Mm. So,
and they've kept the crescent as a.
They always, they still do,
they
yes,
still do that,
and they
yeah.
still have the handcuffs, which I think is significant. Mm. The lockets, as they're called.
Lockets.
And we could.
Where do you think we should go?
I think it's not
okay.
Long. How are we doing? It's nearly past six. I think we'd better 25 past six.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah. Well.
That'll be right for an hour.
There's the passion.
Yeah.
Water.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
The passion's gone. It's been a chemist shop for a long, long time.
Can't.
From the days when people couldn't read, had signs outside their shop.
That's interesting. I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Have you noticed the can down there?
Yes.
Remember the newsletter?
Pete's
nemesis.
It's a tea canister.
It's a tea canister. Yeah.
How old would that be?
Well,
1860.
It's about 20 years old.
Oh.
The original one fell to pieces.
Oh.
I kept showing it to people, and one day it completely fell to pieces. And then the Duke had another one made because he owns that property.
Oh, right. So it was a tea emporium. This house here, was noted for pubs,
and this was a pub. It was called the Four Horseshoes, and I've got a photograph somewhere of it being thatched. It was the last thatched building we had, and there were people thatching it.
Mm.
And with the sign, the Four Horseshoes.
So it was thatched right out. I mean, if it's
the 20s,
into the 20s.
I think it's the 20s.
Wow. Who's near that?
So that's it. Do we want to go to the marketplace? Show them the market cross.
We'll go there now.
Yeah.
Since if we have to go there because it's getting too long, we can do.
Yeah, we can always catch it up.
It's getting.
But I think this is something.
We haven't given them any time for a question, have we?
I think, in terms of. Well, we've been asking questions,
to
be fair.
Yeah. I don't think Berwick has a marketplace like this. It's just a. White pavement in the main street.
Mm.
So we do. I'll be as quick as I can here. I've kept you a long time.
No, it's interesting.
We should ask them for suggestions what to do with the Northumberland Hall.
I think it's just knowing how much time to allow Philip.
Yes,
well, it depends on the temperature and the weather, you know, whether it's dry.
We'll have to move faster if it's cold.
Yeah.
Right, that's the Market Cross. It's, I always say it's a bit like George Washington's axe, you know, it's had three new shafts and five new tops. Yes, I've seen actually a photograph of it with a different top altogether on it.
Really?
Yeah.
It
Adrian Irons
has
got one.
It doesn't look that old, does it? I
no.
When you look at it, actually, it's quite
And
sharp,
I remember it being
it?
Pulled down by vandals,
oh.
And it was put back on. So that's the Market Cross, but it's actually very old.
Oh, you can see by the steps.
And, you know, they were allowed to put a Market Cross off. They had to pay the king good money.
Mm.
And then they were allowed to have their own market and charge taxes. And what they did was they paid the king a lump sum and then got the money back over the years. It's so it was a good investment.
Yeah.
And that's the Freeman's Hall there. That was an 18th century building and tower. And then there's a way across in the middle, which was the Freeman's Way Across. And I remember when they had cars here originally, the county said they were this was part of the highway, which it isn't. They said they were going to charge for parking.
Yeah.
So the Freeman said, we have the right to practice archery across here, so if you charge for parking, we'll get our bows and arrows out. And the county never did charge.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Until so that's now. What they, that's what the path is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And over here, maybe I can show you.
Bear in mind, this was put down about 12, 15 years ago, this surface.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
And this was...
It was rubbish tarmac.
Oh, it was. It was terrible. This was reinstated with the...
This was reinstated?
Hmm.
Right.
There used to be a big iron ring attached to that. Yeah. And they would tie a bull to it, bait it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But Annick was one of the first towns to ban bull baiting in about the 1820s. That was the bull ring.
Baiting ring.
Mm. And
people have kept telling me there's a bull baiting ring in the middle of the mountain, and I keep walking across looking for it. I've never found it.
It's
right. There you are. You've got it.
So now we know.
Yeah. And then this was built as an assembly ring by one of the dukes, I think the third duke, and he built it as a sort of assembly room for public functions, political speeches, dances, and so on. And then the council took it over. The castle had it for a long time. Then they gave it to the town in the 1920s because they didn't want to pay for it to be restored. Miss Hollenby had it. She ran the teachers' training college, and they wouldn't let anyone in. And so, then when they were pushed out, a group of us got together, and I think I was on it, and Ian Robertson and various people, and we refurbished it all. And the Duke said he had one of the chandeliers in his cellar, and so we got that out, and he found half another one and had the remaining bits made up. So it's got a complete set of chandeliers.
Mm.
So it was very good.
Mm.
Right, we'll
press on.
Notice the signage we fought against?
Sorry?
We objected to the signage to no effect. Plastic signs stuck up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
The council say, well, it doesn't matter if they're stuck on, they won't harm the stonework because they're not going to come off.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Well, they're Philistines.
Well, we know.
The southeast corner, that's why. Mm.
What's our next? Do we need to go that side or that side?
We'll go onto that side, it'll be easier. And that's where we're heading to. We've done through it.
Okay.
I think Rug Matthew's say is looking good.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does. That's really good. Tremendous improvement. What was that?
Huge improvement.
I haven't been there yet.
Yeah. They're members now, so you've got to go and use them.
Yeah. At least they do good fish and chips.
Yeah.
Line caught haddock.
Sorry?
Line caught haddock.
Yes.
Yeah. It's worth talking about too much now.
No. Pete could talk about the pant for a minute.
Yes. Yes, Peter.
We need you to say a few words about the pant here and getting the water back on.
Yeah. You'll have to have the water back on for them coming.
Well, it should be. Is it not working at the moment?
I don't know.
It depends how long it takes us to get around, of course, but it'll be on till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, God, I hope we're back.
We should be around by
Yeah.
Right. Stop and say a word about that.
The Wetherspoons, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a building that's never been successful. It wasn't successful as a Gorn Exchange. And then it was a musical, and they had elephants walking across tightrope across the stage.
Really?
Well, I knew the man who used to...
That was the bank that... what's his name? Fran. Dickson.
Yeah, he's checking to really get past.
I think we're nearly done anyway.
Okay, that's all right then. Yeah, that's a good time. Okay. Pete's got to get out and stuff as well. Okay.
Bye. I think we're just about going to escape with the rain.
Yeah, timed it well.
Yeah.
I think people would enjoy these walks. Who was it that took the walks before?
Adrian Irons used to do some.
He used to make it up as he went up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a bit, we won't be off.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go if you say don't.
He's a bit fictitious.
He's the only person who ever failed the guiding course.
Did it? Did
you
got a green badge?
Yeah, blue badge, yes, he did get it.
Right.
Now, the insurance is over there. It's on the wall. Yes. Fire insurance tractor.
Oh, blimey. I've seen bigger ones, but I've seen them.
Mm. Again, ever since Philip mentioned it, I've walked past here looking for that. I've never
seen,
Yeah. Well, I'll show you another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Duke's own
Sheep
Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire brigade came out to Fenfield Street to help him put it out.
Oh, right.
Oh, you want to turn?
Yeah, nothing exciting. There was one up here. And I'm not sure whether it's still here. It's maybe gone now.
Those are building ties there, aren't they? On the, the two greyish things.
It's gone. They actually down. It was a greenish one here.
Right.
I can't see it.
We'll get one made up. So.
Yeah. Get the ladder out. Stick it on.
Stick it up.
Now, which way do you want to go back?
Are you going to?
Because we go straight up that way.
Which way? Which way we want to talk?
Well, I was when we were talking, I was going to talk about the gate here, which we don't need to say too much about.
No,
it wasn't done by Hotspur. Yeah. In the time of his grandson.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pleasanter, although it's busy. It's pleasanter to walk up there around the corner.
Yeah, as well.
We normally do.
And I can talk about the column.
Yeah.
And Ian Robertson's political cartoon. Where the column's there, but instead of the lines, there are jackasses all over. It's called Farmer's Folly.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. Oh, cartoon.
I noticed they edited it. I had a lot of the this out, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then they have to, I suppose.
Well,
I presume you'll be saying something about like this thing.
I could do, I suppose.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
Yes, there, just above the alarm.
Left of the little window.
So it is.
It's
so pale.
That's small. Yes, that's another one.
You really want them to. The trouble is, you really want them to stand out, don't you?
So the newsletter to put in the picture quiz. And if you put those in, nobody's going to get them.
Well, we would.
We will.
We got an advantage, yeah.
Those in the gas lamp brackets will.
That was interesting.
They'll fox everyone,
yeah.
We just get out before it rains.
Oh, I'm glad we found it.
I know, you knew it was there, didn't you?
It was there somewhere.
And no one could have stolen it at that height, so.
By the time they recorded me down there, we'd been standing on that corner for 2 hours.
2 hours?
And everybody else had left.
Oh,
yeah.
You look
David, David had taken Catherine along to Bailey's for a coffee to warm her up, well, to warm them both of them up.
Yeah.
And I was left standing there recording. So I look as though I'm nervous on that thing.
No, I thought you looked. I thought you looked cold. No, I didn't think you looked nervous. I thought you looked a bit, fraught, tired.
Oh, I just.
You didn't look nervous. I mean, you were confident, but you didn't look. You didn't look happy. But that chap in the other house was odd, wasn't it? That where they put.
Yes, it's just plain wrong. Some of these things, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the trouble is, on the programme, they cannot tell the whole story.
No.
You know, I mean, a lot of our anger was directed at our own county council, who are supposed to represent us, not to walk roughshod over us because they can't be bothered, or because they're Philistines, as you say.
I thought your rights went to the middle of the road, actually.
Yeah.
In which case, they shouldn't have put it there at all.
No.
Now, the third insurance plan.
Oh, yeah.
There you
are. Have to get the old zoom lens on this.
Now we'll be out with the zoom lens.
I've still got to ride that thing, haven't I?
And that was the Collingwood family's townhouse.
Yes.
One time. Not the not the Admiral. He lived in
in
Morpeth.
The windows are the
there are other Collingwoods.
The Inland Revenue's doing.
Yes.
They're not, he hasn't changed
it. No, Trish was saying she'd
Have you? Oh, right.
Point blank.
Did
he came out and down. I said, "Hello, how are you? Your windows look nice, don't they?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, I've cleaned them." I said, no. He said, no.
Yeah, but they're a mess, whatever.
Then I heard about his tonka toys.
They're an old mess,
though. Yeah.
No, he did the nothing new. Because I walk past nearly every day.
Greenback.
Used to be the bane of my life, that, because it's so small.
Yeah.
We had to take all our business posts further down.
Yes. Talk briefly about the column.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you here.
Okay.
And I'll stop this.
Yes.
And then I'll let
take it away.
Yes.
Say what you'd like to say about the column, then.
Yes.
Well, it's called the Farmer's Folly, and it was built in about 1812, I think. And it was after Waterloo, and. The price of grain had shot high, and the farmers were getting good incomes during the war because we were blockaded. And then when the war finished, the price of grain dropped because they could get it from America easily, and they were all on the verge of bankruptcy. So the Duke reduced the rents all around. And to give their thanks, the farmers clubbed together to build a column to thank him. And so people said that they were foolish, as I say, there was this political cartoon that Ian Robertson had with jackasses instead of lions on. But the truth was that I got it from Colin Shrimpton, that in fact they didn't raise enough money, and he was so touched by it that he put the rest of money to it, and he never saw it finished because he died before it was finished. So that's the true story.
And the rents didn't go up until
the next one who built the Northumberland Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the Northumberland Coal Works. Right.
Yes, yeah. And he built that and put the rent on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're a good... Right, I shall try and get this...
So like a lot of Annex stories, it's a good story, but it's not, quite, but it's not quite true.
At the Bailiffgate Museum, they've invested in these very, very flashy recorders, which I'm going to say I go and interview some people on Saturday. That's amazing. I hope I've worked it. If not, we'll go around again, Philip.
We'll have to, yes.
Are you off on holiday now?
Saturday morning. Yeah.
Those are all your cases ready to go?
No, that was just getting out, deciding which ones to use. We haven't started to pack yet.
Well, can I give you a ring about your scanner? I'm very impressed. And I'll tell Mary, we'll come back next week and they'll
Yes, that's fine.
And
yes.
Oh, nope.
I've got to get home and collect Margaret and we're all right.
Right.
See you soon then.
Okay.
We'll hear from you next week.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thanks, Trish. I can't find anything in this menu. It's been an hour and a half since
Do you think that's reasonable?
Excellent, yeah. Well, I think we're just going to have to play it by ear.
Yeah.
And if necessary, leave out the big pan.
Yes.
If we get to Bari Tea,
yeah.
Or thereabouts, and recommend it or whatever, say what we want. We can always, I can come back if people want to come straight back or whatever. You know.
That's right.
It's not that we're trying to do it.
No, it's. But apart from going down to the Chantry, that was my usual tour. And that's just about right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and it's quite. It's not that. It's not going to be that noisy, is it?
Hopefully, no.
Because you're not. A lot of it's away from the centre.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big crowd to move around, though.
Yes. Well, one of you may have to join me. Take half the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
In which case we'll have or at least shepherd them.
Yeah.
We'll have this and I'll do another training session without going round.
Yeah.
Yes, just to talk it through.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have we got? We've got 2 weeks, haven't we, before they
2 weeks tomorrow.
So, and you go away
tomorrow. Saturday morning.
You go away Saturday morning.
We've got a problem.
Right.
The it's mostly of my making, isn't it? And that's the any questions?
Yeah.
We have no speakers. We have no speakers in the room apart from Caroline. I've tried Paul Larkin and Karen, and Tuesday's a bad night. We'd have happily done Wednesday.
Yeah.
It couldn't be Tuesday at all because it's editorial night, and she apparently is in the coast and it's training night.
Yeah.
One of the suggestions I realised that came up in July, and I mean, I just got lost after that meeting in July because of everybody being here, was we asked Bill Grice to.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if he was to preach.
Yeah.
And that's still in two. I just don't know who to ask.
Yeah.
There was some mention of Alan Hunter. And this was good looking back at July's minutes and notes on it. I've no idea who Alan Hunter is.
I don't know, the English Heritage guy is.
Who's he? Ah, right.
So David knows him very well.
Yeah. Right.
And I'll be seeing David on Saturday.
Will you?
Yeah.
The other person might just be the Deputy Lord Lieutenant. Who's
Alan Shearer?
He's stopped.
Yeah.
And this guy, who I know very well, my mentor name. Anyway, he lives just down the road.
Yeah.
He's an ex-Air Force. He was one of John Willis's juniors.
David Hurrell.
His father used to be editor of Gazette.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So he knows this area very well.
Yeah.
And he'll have views. I just thought he's local, and he's Lord Lieutenant, Deputy Lord
Lieutenant. Trish has spoken to Dudley, his name is Dudley. And he's trying to run away with designing a poster and advertising it and mailing out their list to advertise the meeting. He's asking who the speakers, who's the chair, how long is it, what's it about, everything else.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to do something like that. And I'm afraid of the old part too late.
What are you around? I need to get home and it's raining.
Yeah, okay.
Are you around tomorrow?
I'm around tomorrow. I'm around later. I'm in now.
We're out for the evening.
Yeah,
evening.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Can I give you a ring tomorrow?
Yeah. I would have been in touch, but I lost my voice a few days ago today, and it's still a bit not.
No problem.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'll
thanks very much, Philip.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Bye for now. Bye.
Sporting weekend, some of the world's top athletes started arriving on Tyne Fife for the Great North City Games on Saturday.
I don't know how to stop it. It wouldn't stop for me.
Oh, you turn the dial, don't you?
What?
Best menu.
Huh?